Hi, good morning. How many of you are glad you are in the house of God? Amen. Give the Lord a big hand. Amen. Right. Today I'm going to start a new series, okay? The title is called Renew. Say with me, renew. What does that mean, renew? Okay, renew means make like new. New year, make like new. So there's words like restore, regenerate, revive, rebuild, repeat, okay, resume, replace, okay, replenish. Okay, what does that mean? Okay, make like new is like, what, how come suddenly become new? How what happened? All right. Now, restore is where you refresh the vigor into or perfection. Regenerate to make new spiritually. Revive is to restore to existence. Rebuild is to make extensive changes. Repeat, do it again. All right. Resume, replace, replenish to begin again. So you're wondering, wow, Pastor, all the R and all those, it doesn't come from me. I search a dictionary. It's all there, all right? You type renew, all this definition is all in your dictionary. Now, this is going to be a three-part series featuring, okay, different people in the Bible that we want to learn. Okay, what are the things that they struggle in, all those like rejection, brokenness, guilt, shame, and all those. So, these three parts that we're going to go through, okay, part one, we're going to talk about rejection and abandonment. Part two will be brokenness. Part three will be guilt and shame. Okay, next week, Terrence is going to take, okay, the word, and then I'll come back to do the part three. Now, when we look at all those, these are reoccurring issues, okay, of struggles in our life. Isn't it true? All right, times that we face today, people still ask me, okay, how to control anger? Wow, there's many ways to control anger. But the first question I ask you, why you get angry? Okay, so when you calm down, you have all your sensible mind, okay, answer the question, why do you get angry? So with all this that's taking place, all right, let me tell you that when you encounter Jesus, right, you are renewed, okay? You are challenged in the values. Let me tell you, when you are renewed, you will testify, okay, of God's goodness in your life, especially when you have a personal encounter with Jesus. And all the more, you will testify of God's goodness and the power of the gospel because you are renewed, all right? Now, let me tell you that the gospel of Jesus is not just a passport to heaven. Some people think, okay, it's just, you know, I receive Jesus means I go to heaven. So they wait until the deathbed. Friends, it's not just a passport to heaven, but it's an answer to everything pertaining to life. Can I have a good amen? Amen. All right. So today we're going to talk about rejection and abandonment. And I want to say that all of us somehow deal with some kind of rejection, some kind of brokenness, oppression, failure, hurts, insecurity, and so on. And sometimes it seems unavoidable. But definitely, you were sure, I mean, you go through all this, there's lots of negative emotion, right? That's how all this emoticon, all those work so well. Angry, this, all kind of emoticon is there, all right? That you use emoji and all those. Sometimes we all this happy, cry, and all those. Sometimes parents, we're talking about parenting course that we want to do, okay, that's based on Andy Alpha, that we're going to show a video, but we're going to facilitate, okay, I'm championing that, so any question, Q&A, we're going to do that as well, all right, now, how many of you as parents, you have children, or maybe your children has gone big, ever you reflect, when you send your child to the childcare, they cry like mad, as though that the world is the end of the world, right? Or you send them to kindergarten kiddie, right? Whoa. So they are crying and say, Daddy, Mommy, are you kidding me? Or are you killing me, all right? So they cry like mad because that was a sense of abandonment that many of us do not even know, all right? So parenting is important. We need to learn that as well. Now, let me ask, what are some of the effects of rejection? It's very real. Rejection is very real. Sometimes as pastor, I'll tell you so much rejection I have. Okay, never mind. I need a 3VN. Okay, now, let me show you some of those, right? Rejection can cause emotional wounds that can fester into spiritual wounds. That's why when you see people, why they cannot forgive? Why is that so? Bitterness, resentment, even blaming God and everyone else. Okay, they are the one that is right, the rest are wrong, and they ended up self-harm themselves. Okay, they can't even feel for others. Where rejection can cause you to compromise values, good values. So in other words, because of that fear of rejection, sometimes when come to good value, they can forego that because wanting acceptance. All right. So that result to so willing to cross boundaries that so that they feel acceptance. Now, especially when it comes to love, well, you love me, you must have sex with me. So that kind of they can cross because if I'm not, I'm going to leave you. So a lot of this because of the fear, okay, of not having acceptance because rejection. Now, rejection also can cause someone to be insecure. That means every time trying to prove themselves, okay, to be like somebody, all right? So it's always about performance orientation. You got to be better with better than your brother. You got to be better than the sister and so on. Okay, rejection also can cause having difficulty to admit wrong. How many of you have friends that, no, I'm wrong, I'm always right. So people like that, it's very hard, okay, to correct them because they will feel that they are right all the time. That means they have inability to receive constructive criticism. You have friends like that? All right, now, rejection also cause you to be inability to receive compliment. Good, no, good, very good. So very hard to receive, okay, compliment. Rejection also can cause you to have difficulty to rejoice with others' victory and success. When you see somebody, okay, promoted, or cannot take it really. I also must become one. Oh, so all this all link back to stage, okay, of being rejected. Okay, now, another one. Rejection will enforce a feeling of worthlessness. I'm not good enough, all right? Whether a son, I'm not a good son, I'm not a good doctor, I'm not a good daughter, not doctor, okay? I'm not a good son, daughter, husband, wife, and friend. Okay? Rejection also can cause you to be antisocial, social withdrawal. And that's why sometimes when they face all those, they went into isolation. Why are you always locked in the room? Why? You know, antisocial. Bei cham. Hokkien Pindang say bei cham. Okay? Now, rejection is one of the worst painful experiences anyone could have. Now, medical science has also said, right, that it affects health. Now, maybe a bit small. Let me read to you. Medical science has proven that rejection triggers responses in the body for all kinds of illness, such as asthma, arthritis, cardiovascular disease, and depression. And I look when I search this, I say, oh, this is a 2010 news. Friends, 11 years ago. In fact, this one, even earlier already, medical science already discovered. Yet, many times, we don't actually take note about it. So sometimes I wonder, why got cardio problem? Why got this problem? All right. One of the issue is about rejection that we not even know. How many of you, when you are small, not small, when you are young, when you are young, or sometimes among the youth, or when we play any games, now very hard to play games, right? So when you have a game, everybody come together, then you say, okay, two captain, then they'll have everybody line up, correct? Junhan, everybody line up. So two captain will choose them, okay, whether you go to Captain A or Captain B. So what would a captain do? They choose the best player. Okay, I want you. Every time left somebody behind with a feeling of rejection. And let me tell you, I knew the feeling. Because everybody know I'm not good in sports, so I'm always the last one to be picked. Okay, to be part of their team. Let me tell you that in school days, I grew up in a family that you are not allowed to go for sports, all right? So when I about to, you know, when you're form 4, form 5, when you look at your school leaving cert, sport nothing, zero. So I went to teacher, can you accept me to be part of ping pong player, you know, things like that. So all these teachers, they feel for me, right? And then they say, okay, come, we put you under reserve. So what I do? You just come, can already. Then we take your present. So I'm in the ping pong, I'm in the, what do you call it, basketball, I was in all reserve. I just stand there and watch only. So some players, they really play. I'm the display one. You know that feeling, right? But when it comes to Bible quiz, wow, you get selected. The first one, they want you. You understand what I mean? Those days we have one guy was always like that. Okay, now, so big question for all of us. Have you ever felt rejected? Yes, of course, all of us. But how do we manage that? Okay, so as we go through this series, we're going to look at Jesus and the Samaritan woman. He covers everything. We're going to look at how Jesus, when talked to Samaritan woman, when the Samaritan encountered Jesus, what are the few areas? We're going to look at one angle, okay, as such as this. So have you ever felt rejected socially, racially, religiously, genderly, morally, family? Just playing with words. Okay, now, when you think about family, that is where rejection begins. Why can't you be like your brother? Why can't you be like your sister? All right, when you were a baby, we no money will sell you away. How many of you have this experience? Okay. Need three VN. Okay. And talk about gender, okay? Sometimes when you look at your application or say, I'm sorry, we don't have a position that meets your qualification. But you know very well they don't want to take you because you are a female. Right? Discrimination. Racial, I think we no need to say. We face all this all the time. All right? You know that they're not going to accept you, so they send a letter to you very nicely written. We regret to inform you that your application is rejected. But you know it because of the color of the skin. All right? Now, social, when you are not invited, bocho, into a party, invite everybody except you, you know? Okay? Or a game, or when you like somebody, like a girl, a boy, and all those. So until one day you say, we just be friend, okay? I call you sister, I call you brother, okay? All right, then you know already, rejected. You know, I hear stories about people applying for US visa. You go in, you practice, you rehearse what kind of question that they're going to ask, all right? And then you dress up. Okay, when you go there, they don't even bother all the questions that you have prepared, right? And you don't bother whether you wear a tie or what, not wearing a tie. He said, what you want to do in the U.S.? I go for holiday. I'm going to meet friends. Okay. Do you have any relatives there? Yes. Denied. Do you have, then you go again, next one. Do you have, are you studying? No. I just finished. I'm free now. I want to go for holiday. Denied. Then I want to go again. I have my grandmother there. Denied. Because they know all your reason you go there is to stay. You're not going there for holiday. Denied. When I think about all those, I think about Jack Ma. When KFC came to China, 24 people went for the job. 23 people accepted. I was the only one rejected. You're the only guy, all right? In fact, when you read, so many rejections that he has. Now, there are also other news about, so don't know what's going to happen, all right, now. So, isn't it true that the feeling of being rejected, unwanted, not accepted, bypass when they see you is like transparent, that kind of feeling is terrible, all right? It can easily crush your whole world. But I want you to know, Jesus knew every of that. He wants to heal. He can heal your wound. He can mend whatever is broken in your body, mind, and spirit. All right? That's all this series Renew all about. Okay? All right, now, let's go to the story of the rejected woman, socially, racially, religiously, gently, morally, family. We're going to look at Jesus and the Samaritan woman, John chapter 4, long passage, but let's see how we can do this. All right, now. John 4, 3 to 6. Jesus left Judea and departed again for Galilee, and he had to pass through Samaria. So he came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, or Sychar, all right now, never mind, Sychar, near the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, so Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. It was about 6 hours. Let's pray. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. Even as we start this new series, Renew, help us, Lord, to understand your word, how you overcome all these reoccurring issues in our lives, our struggle. Father God, as we look at Jesus, you are the best. Okay, we want to learn from you. In Jesus' name I pray, everyone say, amen. So when you look at this passage, Jesus and disciples are going north. They are going from Judea to Galilee. If you have been somehow, you know the map, huh? From Judea. Okay, let me show you the map. Okay, from Judea, Jerusalem, and they are going up north. All right, we have opportunity to travel. Somehow, okay, the map is a bit familiar to me now. When Jesus said to Peter, upon this rock, okay, I will build my church. It was right at the north when Jesus said that. All right, so now they are traveling from Judea up to Galilee. So all of us, common sense, right? If you want to go, you go straight, lah. You want to go KL, you go straight, lah. You don't go to Kuala Kurau, you want to go to Bangka Datuk, you want to go to, you know, go the other way. No, you just go straight. So what happened is, the culture is such, the background is such, every Jew will not do that. They will take a boomerang, they will take this curve, they will take a longer journey because they do not want, okay, to pass through Samaria. So that's why when Jesus said, the Holy Spirit come upon you, what do you do? To Jerusalem, then Judea, and then some area that you don't want to go. All right, now. So with that, Jesus did the unthinkable. He passed through Samaria. In fact, he became tired, weary, and then he rested by the well. So that tells us Jesus is 100% man and 100% okay, God. So when he rested, some people ask me, Pastor, if tired, what do you do? I said, rest, lah. Follow Jesus, rest. You sit by the well. But again, what happened, okay, beside the well? But some people will say, oh, tired, rest. So for human, for many of us, we rest for the rest of your life. Where are you? You say, oh, rest after a few months, you come back, but didn't come back. I said, what happened? All right, now. So let's discover together, okay, how was the Samaritan woman rejected? All right, now. And all those, right, now. Let's look it now. He was rejected socially. So when we read this passage 6 to 8, okay, it was the sixth hour, all right? And then a Samaritan woman came, okay, to draw water. Come on, think about it now. Why you want to go and fetch a water at 12 noon? Okay, 6 hour means, okay, their for the culture, their time start at 6 a.m. So that is the first hour. So when you go to 6 hour, that means it's 12 noon. How many of you, you're going to sweep your porch? You're going to sweep the floor outside at 12 noon. How many of you are going to wash your car? Wow, 12 noon, yeah, I'm going to wash my car. Crazy, nobody will ever do that. So this lady, this woman, Samaritan woman, choose to go at 12 noon. Why? She knew that she is socially rejected. Nobody wants to mix with her. Nobody wants to welcome her. So that is the story. Now, ladies and guys, different, right? So when you in the class, you say, okay, how many want to go to the toilet? All the ladies will stand up. We'll go together. Then the queue so long. The guys want to go to the toilet. Hey, don't follow me. I go alone. Don't follow me. Right? So that's different. So you can know that this is Samaritan woman. She go alone compared to all the rest. All right, now, she was rejected racially. All right, what I'm trying to say is racial. Samaritan woman said to him, how is it that you, a Jew, ask me for a drink? I'm a woman, Samaria. So that means the Jew and the Samaritan, bo cham, no mix, racially, okay, no. All right, now, sometimes if we look at our own country, it also happened the same. All right, now. Number three, she was rejected religiously. Okay, the Jews have no dealings with Samaritan. So when it comes to that, now the Samaritan woman asks this question: Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock. All right. So let me do a background: is that the Jews hated Samaritans so much? So the Samaritan said, okay, this well is our one. All right, now you say, ask me for a drink. You mean you are greater than our father? Ah? Well, I want to fight already, right? Okay, so they are talking about all that they believe on, and then there has a dividing, okay, line that is unwritten, okay, in the sense, in their lingo. All right, so in other words, the Jews hated the Samaritan, okay, as such a bit that is the Samaritan. In fact, also hated them so much because the Samaritans said that they have the copy of the law, not the Jew. All right, the Samaritan was probably they publicly cursed the synagogue as well. All right, and they And they would not have them be a witness, okay, in the Jewish court. So all this that is happening, okay, in what you see in the background. Now, she was also rejected genderly. Why? Because when the Samaritan woman said, you men, you know, I'm a woman of Samaria, you men, we don't talk. Men and women don't talk. So in a culture that, in culture as such that, no man is to be seen talk to a woman. All right? Okay, so, in fact, in the when it comes to verse 27, disciple came back. Okay, they went to buy lunch. What time for lunch? Okay, they went to buy lunch, and they when they came back, just then his disciples came back. The disciple themselves also fall in their culture. They said, Jesus was talking to a woman. Wow. All right. So, what are you? Why are you talking to a woman? Among the singles, also same, right? When you see one guy talk to another, oh, what's happening? What's happening? Why is he talking to that? Okay, now, let's move on. So because men do not talk to women in a culture. Now, last one. She was rejected morally. So with that, right, Jesus was wonderful. He said, because ask for water. Now Jesus changed conversation and said, go call your husband. I have no husband. But you have 5 husbands. Now you think for a moment, Sychar is a small town. Everybody know who is who. I also came from a small town called Toloyan Tan. Everybody know who is who. I don't know them, they know me. Because all of us, same father, mother, man, we all look alike. Okay, all right. You are who? How do you know? Of course, small town. So everybody know who is this Samaritan woman. Do you think they like her? Of course not. The population so small, number of guys, they know how to count. Number of women also, they know how to count. This woman can marry 5. Take away all the men. Wow. And in their culture, you cannot divorce anyone except the husband, divorce. Woman cannot divorce a husband, but husband divorce a wife. That's the culture at that time. So, 5 husbands. I see, the one that is you living now is not your husband. Morally, in the whole village, she is rejected. Can you see that? All right, now. So knowing all this rejection, right, what did Jesus do? This is what we want to learn, all right? So how did Jesus respond to this? Now, the key is this. Jesus initiated a conversation. The key to all this rejection is that Jesus opened mouth. And what did Jesus say? How? How it happened? Jesus said, give me a drink. Have you ever tried, ask me, can you give me a drink? Don't never know, right? I normally, when I go out, place is packed and left only one. Uncle or brother or sister, okay? Anybody sitting? I sit down. After a while, I look, quite open. And then I start engage a conversation. After a conversation, sometimes many are uncle, because when you go those hours, everybody are working, only the uncle sitting at the coffee shop. I say, uncle. So when I left, I say, how much they want to pay for the uncle? His lunch and all those. Then I say, I come back. Uncle, I paid for you already. Who is that? Then I left the place already. All right, now, let me tell you, initiating a conversation is the best thing you can ever have if you want to break, okay, to overcome. So let me say this. Okay. Jesus overcame every rejection the Samaritan woman ever went through. Okay, question is how? Okay, let me go through this few. Jesus crossed the social barrier. Bolang cham yima, nobody mixed with her. Jesus opened mouth. Can I have a drink? Jesus crossed the social barrier. Number 2, okay, this one, Jesus said to give me a drink. No. Jesus broke the gender discrimination. Nobody cannot. It's like, no, cannot talk to a woman. What did Jesus do? Jesus opened conversation and talked to someone that is opposite sex. Okay, now, Jesus, number 3, Jesus loosened the racial tension by debunking her misconception. No, you men, you know, I woman, you cannot talk to me, you know. So Jesus loosened the racial tension. All right, you look at the verses, some that we read, they have no dealings and all those. But Jesus broke that by a conversation. Okay, so lose the tension down. Because then Jesus offered, if you knew the gift of God, Jesus changed her mindset. Okay, that Okay, who is that saying to you, give me? Do you know who is that who asking you, give me a drink? All right, give me a drink. Now, with that, okay, it's saying that, give me a drink, you would have asked, and he would have given you living water. Then the woman, huh? Sir, you have nothing to draw, you know, nothing. The well is too deep. Are you greater? Just now we read already. Then in verse 13, okay, it says, are you greater, right? Okay, now, then Jesus said in verse 13, say, everyone who drinks from this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty and have come to draw a water. To draw water. Jesus knew her very well. It's not about the water. It's about something that is permanent. She has been rejected all her life. Nothing is permanent. Everything is temporal. When she knew that, wow, this man is offering me something that is eternal, give me this water as well. So she changed. Jesus changed, okay, her mindset. Right? Of course, this Samaritan woman is curious. Why are you doing this? Why are you talking to me? Right? Jesus turned, okay, the mindset around. In fact, for Samaritan, of course, become very suspicious because all the questions she asked, because number one, you are a man, you're not supposed to talk to me, woman. You are a Jew, I'm a Samaritan, okay? I came alone because I don't want to mix with all others, okay? Then you came. Number four, you asked me a drink that you're not supposed, okay, to share. The Jews not supposed to touch anything to do with the Samaritan. Because anything they touch, they become unclean. Okay, that's what it means, all right? Now, so with that, Jesus offers something greater than just the physical water. Something that is eternal, not temporal. Jesus offers the gift of salvation that many do not know, all right? Now, fourth one. Jesus did not condemn her, but openly discussed her immoral relationship. You know, interesting, right? Sometimes when you tell somebody about all your setbacks, all the wrongdoing, what naturally people will do? Yeah, that's why God punish you. All right? That's why, you know. Jesus' conversation is so interesting. So when Jesus discussed openly with her, all right, and then offer her a deep longing for unconditional love, of God. You see, our conversation goes like this. Huh? Go call your husband. Okay, I have no husband. Okay, Jesus said, you are right. Okay, you are right in saying, I have no husband, but you have five husbands, and now you have, it's not your husband. What you have said is true. Well, interesting. Jesus accept her. Jesus said, yeah, you are right. True. This is what's happening to you. Jesus did not deny, okay, what that she is going through. Jesus' conversation. It's marvelous. Okay, go to learn how Jesus talked. Number five, Jesus broke the religious tradition and pointed out what true worship is just by conversation. All right, then Jesus said to her, okay, this is Samaritan woman said. Samaritan woman said, our father worship in this mountain, but you say go to Jerusalem. Oh, then Jesus said, woman, believe this, the hour is coming, and neither on this mountain or in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You will worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from, okay, Jesus. Now, so with that, Jesus pointed her, hey, it's not going to be this mountain, that mountain, this place, that place. So in other words, Jesus is saying that you are not governed, okay, by those, but it's who that you know, all right? Now, religious people feel rejected when they don't meet up with the demands of what the religious law. But the opposite is also true when people who feel so sinful, okay, in order for God to accept them or forgive them. But Jesus pointed out the difference between both and pointed, okay, to the woman what true relationship is. Amen? And then the last few conversations, he said, so the hour is coming, and now it's here. We're going to end our service soon. Worshiping can take a position. When the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. In other words, when you encounter Jesus, you come to a place that you want to worship God in truth and sincerity. Right? When we come to a place like this, we are celebrating together. Okay, we worship God. Wherever God has placed you, if you can come to a place that you can reach God, and just enter worship easily, because it's not about the place, position, and so on, but your heart, right? Again, when we gather, because we want to celebrate who Jesus is together, all right? Now, then the woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. He already knew, all right? And at best, Jesus said this to her, I who speak to you and he. What an awesome God. Okay, this year, every nation choose an awesome God. Jesus presents himself to this Samaritan woman, I am he. In fact, in Mark 2, verse 17 says, Jesus said, those who are well have no need of physician, but those who are sick came and not called the righteous, but okay, the sinners. Can you amen? All right, so as I end, Jesus overcame every rejection the Samaritan woman went through. The question for all of you is, what's your rejection? Can you imagine? Jesus did all that in his rest time. Jesus did all those in lunchtime. What do you do during your rest time? What do you do during your lunch? You just want to have personal time. But God, but look at Jesus. His rest time, he wants someone to the Lord. His lunchtime, some liberty took place. Amen? All right? So when the story ended, is that this woman went back. Go back to everyone who looked down on her, everyone who rejected her, everyone who knew what is her rejection condition. And everybody started to believe her. And they all went out to the well, because the well is not in the town, the well is outside. Everybody went out, meet this Jesus. Bible says many more come to know the Lord Jesus. Can I go? Amen? All right, let's give Jesus a big hand. Let's pray. Amen, amen. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. All right, whichever situation that we are in, okay, if any one of us, we felt that you are so rejected in certain ways, okay, whether in your family, whether in your job, okay, in schools and all those, today you have come to know that you can encounter Jesus. And when you encounter Jesus, Jesus is going to renew you. Renew your mind, renew your heart, okay, renew your spirit. When you encounter God, friends, you will experience the power of the gospel. And the power of gospel have answers to everything pertaining to your life. And when you do that and you encounter him, wow, victory is yours. And you will testify of God's goodness in your life. Yeah, good, amen. Father, I commit all of us in your hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, amen. Amen.